Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available on satellite, FM, AM, iTunes, and of course, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, we'll go bowling. No, not the fun kind, with beer, watching games on TV, which actually burns maybe less calories total.
And you can do that with beer.
You can't. In fact, I think you have to, especially after last night's Georgia-Hawaii game. It would have helped to ease the pain. But first, let us hear about today's top stories with Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
And good morning again. A winter storm on New Year's Day dropped 16 inches of snow on parts of the Midwest. Authorities report minor accidents on the roads, but no deaths or serious injuries. The storm blanketed parts of Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio before moving on to New England. Kenya remains under a virtual state of emergency today after at least 275 people have been killed in violence sparked by a disputed presidential election. Incumbent Mwai Kibaki won another term and took the oath of office this weekend. Supporters of his opponent, Raila Odinga, say the voting was rigged. Odinga comes from the Uyo tribe, whose members have turned on the people from Kibaki's Kikuyu tribe. Uyos have targeted Kikuyos, raping and killing them and setting their homes and property on fire. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
On the face of it, Kenya is experiencing a backlash against Kibaki's tribe's people, the Kikuyu, and the other tribes that are seen as Kibaki supporters. The Kikuyu are the nation's largest ethnic group. They are perceived by Odinga supporters to have prospered unfairly during Kibaki's first term. Cecilia Wanjira, a Kikuyu in the Kawangware slum of Nairobi, watched her neighbors from different ethnic groups burn everything on her plot of land.
We want peace. We don't want a quarrel, because they are our brothers and sisters.
But the dead and wounded across Kenya include many of Odinga's people as well.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins. Defense Department records show a doubling in the use of unmanned aircraft to hunt down insurgents, mainly in Iraq. The increased reliance on so-called drones goes hand in hand with last year's surge in ground troops. But even if no one's actually in the plane, you still need a pilot working the remote. The Air Force recently shifted 120 pilots from live flights to drone control. The National Guard has also been calling up troops to handle the demand for drone flights. Those remote flyers are expected to remain in place as the U.S. begins a gradual withdrawal of some troops over the next 6 months. A suicide bomber struck at a funeral in Baghdad on New Year's Day. The attack killed 30 and wounded 38. Officials say the bomber was a member of Al-Qaeda who had friends or relatives at the funeral and was likely able to sneak in. The Iowa caucus doesn't happen until tomorrow, but one candidate may already be packing it in. Democrat Dennis Kucinich says he still wants to be everyone's first choice, but Kucinich is polling at about 1% in the most recent Des Moines Register survey. That's not enough to count under Iowa's complex system, so Kucinich is urging his supporters in losing caucus spots to throw their weight behind frontrunner Barack Obama. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Mike, back to you.
I wonder if our mayor knows that about Kucinich. He says he's supporting, right? He said he was going to support Kucinich, but now Kucinich says, hey, support Obama. And then he said his second choice was Edwards. Get the mayor on the phone. No, don't really. I feel that would be intruding into the news.